This is On Point. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. We're talking this hour with a roundtable of top reporters about what to expect in what is certain to be yet another big week in the news. I'm joined today by Darlene Superville. She's White House correspondent for the Associated Press. Liz Landers is with us. She's Washington correspondent for Vice News. And Nick Schifrin also joins us. He's foreign affairs and defense correspondent for PBS NewsHour. And now I'd like to welcome into the conversation Representative Raja Krishnamoorthy. He's a Democrat from Illinois, and he's a member of the House Intelligence Committee as well, joining us today from Washington. Congressman, welcome to On Point.
Hi, Meghna.
So first of all, let's just pick up where Nick Schifrin left us off before the break here, because maybe you can provide us a more up-to-date answer. When do you expect the House Intelligence Committee to release transcripts from depositions that you've already taken?
Well, I think that Chairman Schiff had told various folks in the media that he planned to do it this week, so I expect that to happen. As you know, there are a lot of witnesses that actually came forward, to our surprise, defying White House orders not to cooperate, and gave extensive testimony, sometimes upwards of 10, 11 hours of testimony. So I think that the staff will have to go through and redact, you know, for sensitive or other information that should not be publicly released, but otherwise I expect maximum transparency as to these transcripts very shortly.
Do you feel, and does the committee feel, a sense of urgency around this? Because, as you well know, Republican members of the House and the administration as well have been consistently saying that they believe this whole process has not been transparent.
I think that has been a really bogus argument. I'll just tell you what's happened in these closed proceedings. You know, more than 40 Republicans have actually been able to participate. They've been able to question witnesses for the same amount of time that Democrats have, and they've been able to question them as to any topic that they want, and they've been able to offer opening statements. They've taken advantage of all those things. So to say that that's unfair is really unfounded, but all that being said, Chairman Schiff wants to bring maximum transparency to these proceedings. We took a vote that allows for the transcripts to be released, and so that's what's going to happen this week.
So you can't yet say if it'll be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, not sure?
I think it's more of a logistical thing right now than anything else.
And then do you have any further information about when we might see the beginning of public hearings?
I don't have a date, Meghna. I think that Speaker Pelosi has made it clear that it's going to happen in short order. Again, I think that it's a matter of logistics and a calendar and making sure that witnesses are available on certain days, more than anything else. But I just want to say the people that, you know, hopefully will appear for these public proceedings, the same ones that we questioned in the SCIF, the underground bunker beneath the Capitol, are, you know, members of the administration. They are career public servants, apolitical, and I would say they're really to be commended because they came forward sticking their necks on the line, their careers on the line, coming at expense to themselves, hiring their own attorneys to tell the truth. And I think that people will be very impressed with the caliber of witnesses that they see publicly.
So, Congressman, based on what you've heard so far, and the public has already seen at least some of the opening statements from some of these witnesses, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, Bill Taylor as well, do you believe the House has a case so far or already for impeachment?
So I want to withhold judgment on the ultimate question of impeachment because I want to wait for all the evidence to come in. And we still yet to see everyone in public as well. That being said, there's mounting evidence of serious misconduct that took place surrounding the July 25th phone call from President Trump to President Zelensky. And there are at least two serious episodes of misconduct here. One, merely requesting foreign assistance with domestic election efforts is illegal in and of itself. But on top of that, to use security assistance to the Ukraine as well as the prospect of a White House meeting to pressure them, you know, adds to the misconduct. And I think there's evidence of all of the above, and that's extremely disturbing at this point.
Mm. Well, actually, Congressman, let me just take a quick call here. Let me go to Mark, who's calling from Madison, Wisconsin. Mark, you're on the air.
Hi, Magna. Love your show. I want to know, why hasn't the House, with the people who have not responded to the subpoenas, why hasn't the House indicted them and either jailed them or fined them, or else filed an obstruction of justice against the White House? It seems like Trump's people can flaunt the rule of law and get away with it.
Right. Mark, thank you for your call. This question keeps coming up again and again. So, Congressman Krishnamoorthy, do you have a response for Mark?
Sure, and thank you for the question. You know, anybody who is not complying with a subpoena is basically going to be figuring into charges of potential obstruction of the inquiry. And any evidence that's withheld, whether it's testimony or documents, would be considered corroborative of the underlying complaint, especially by the whistleblower. But now we've seen a number of other claims come forward, too. There are other remedies as well, but what's interesting to me, Magna, among other things, is that I think the treatment of these witnesses and others who don't comply with subpoenas, I think has really encouraged a lot of others to come forward. So that's very interesting to me.
What's the one question that you want the answer to more than anything?
I think that we've seen a lot of evidence with regard to the security assistance to the Ukraine, as well as the White House meeting being withheld for purposes of, you know, investigating the president's political initiatives. And I think that I want to hear from more people about what they saw, heard, and who directed these particular episodes. I want to see more evidence of that, because we need to fully flesh it out and hold everyone accountable who may have participated in the misconduct. We can't end this by just holding one or two people accountable if the misconduct actually occurred, and then others to go off scot-free. That would be really bad, because we would, you know, send the wrong message to those who actually participated that they can get away with it. And then from a very practical standpoint, we can't allow them to continue with that misconduct going forward. So we need to know the full outlines of what's happened.
Well, Congressman Roger Krishnamoorthy, Democrat from Illinois, member of the House Intelligence Committee. Congressman, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Magna.